At the annual meeting of the nonprofit Center for the Study of Islam and Democracy, Center President Radwan Masmoudi set the tone. He said he applauds the Obama administration's efforts to speak directly to the world's 1.5 billion Muslims, but Masmoudi said the U.S. must also listen to what the world's Muslims have to say.
The United States needs to engage, you know, the Muslim world in a serious dialogue, and we need to listen to their concerns, to their aspirations, and dialogue will open many channels and many opportunities for peace, for reconciliation, for democracy, for human rights.
Masmoudi said he believes there are high hopes among many Muslims around the world that the Obama administration will match its rhetoric about closer ties with the Muslim world with concrete actions, especially in pursuing peace in the Middle East. That point was echoed by Shibli Telami, the Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland. Telami said no matter how soothing President Obama's rhetoric might be, many Muslims around the world still perceive America's 8-year-old war on terror as a veiled assault on Islam. In Telami's view, Muslims are going to make their judgments about the United States based on U.S. policies and how they affect the issues central to their lives.
The issues that they care about are very obvious. First, the Arab-Israel issue. Second, the wars that the U.S. is conducting in Iraq and Afghanistan, Pakistan. And third, the presence of American forces in the region broadly. And then, of course, there are a lot of other issues pertaining to the relationship with different countries and different regimes.
Telami said President Obama should move quickly, in concert with America's regional partners, to demonstrate that the war on terror is not a war on Islam. An important step, Telami said, would be for Obama to begin reducing the heavy American military presence in the Arab world and to show that the U.S. can be an honest broker in any Middle East peace. Indeed, sustained U.S. efforts to settle the Arab-Israeli conflict will be key to improving U.S. relations with the Muslim world, according to Keith Ellison. He's a Minnesota Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives and the first Muslim ever elected to the U.S. Congress.
What we need today is a peaceful resolution to this conflict and a just resolution to this conflict. This will require active, unrelenting commitment to keep the United States as a power that will deal even-handedly and as an honest broker between the parties.
Congressman Ellison said he believes President Obama has the political muscle to convince pro-Israel members of Congress that a U.S.-brokered peace agreement in the Middle East would serve the interests not just of the Palestinians and the region's Arab states, but of Israel as well. Harvard University visiting professor Saad Eddin Ibrahim, a well-known Egyptian human rights defender and democracy activist, believes another barrier to better U.S. relations with the world's Muslims is continued U.S. support of undemocratic regimes in some Islamic countries. Ibrahim told the Washington Gathering that President Obama must offer Muslims some basic reassurances.
That he is on the side of human rights and democracy for all, and that he will cooperate on this basis, and that will be at least one of the principal pillars of American foreign policy.
Ibrahim noted that many undemocratic governments in the Muslim world tightened their grips after the Bush administration refused to recognize the Palestinian election victory of Hamas, the radical Islamist group that now governs Gaza. But Madeleine Spurnack, the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary for Near East Affairs, saw no inconsistency.
Rest assured that the United States government remains committed to democratic principles and human rights and will continue to support those in the Middle East and throughout the world, those who seek to enjoy these universal freedoms. As President Obama proclaimed in his inaugural address, America is a friend of each nation and every man, woman, and child who seeks a future of peace and dignity. And we are ready to lead once more.
That's a message these Washington experts agreed that the world's Islamic cultures can welcome. The Washington-based Center for the Study of Islam and Democracy has sent an open letter to President Obama, signed by hundreds of Muslim leaders and scholars. It urges the president to make democracy promotion a priority in his bid to improve relations between the United States and communities of Muslims around the world. For Mohammed El-Shenawy, I'm Rob Sivak in Washington.